This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of Klein Alley Show is brought to you by the only place with good airport news these days, San Bernardino International Airport.
That's right. Grab your skis and fly to Provo from San Bernardino this winter for your skiing, snowboarding, or just good old-fashioned snowball fights.
Avoid long lines and delays that will litter other airports this winter.
And as always, the parking at San Bernardino International Airport is only $5.
That's right, $5. Go to San Francisco, Provo, Utah. Make your winter dreams come true at San Bernardino International Airport.
Klein Alley Show, emotional morning. Started by thinking that maybe there'd be a day off of school, and then you got to hear my kids' reaction live on the radio when they found out that they would be going to school today. They were not thrilled. That we heard from teachers that were also not thrilled. And now, before we get into some man versus machine to figure out if humans stand the chance against robots, a lot of people are going to turn to AI to teach their kids if the actual human teachers went away for a few days. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, Lisa is on the phone right now, who got unexpectedly turned on by what?
One time I took my daughter to color me mine, and halfway through the project, she was over it, so she was throwing a tantrum, but I'm like, we spent all this money on doing this coloring project, so we're going to finish it. And the, lady working there came up to us and brought her, markers and coloring books and a lollipop so she would calm down. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't know why I'm just want to make out with you right now. Thank you.
Oh. You got turned on because a stranger was able to stop your kid from having a tantrum.
Pretty much, yeah.
So you were going to take her right there inside the Color Me Mine?
Yeah, we can go in the pottery room right now.
Color Me Mine.
The pottery room.
They really know how to bang you out there. That's another one of those places.
It's like the Build-A-Bear or the craft world,
like Build-A-Bear.
Right?
All of a sudden, now you want to add blue? Oh, that's going to jack the price up.
Really?
I don't know what it is. I remember one time killing some time in there, painting a few things. In my head, I'm like, all right, this seems like it's going to be a $25 activity.
Well, there's like regular paints and there's glitter paints.
It was way more. I was surprised by a bunch of crap that I think is still sitting in a kiln somewhere.
But I think anybody who can demonstrate a skill like that, like what she's explaining, whether it's fixing a fan or calming a toddler down, the fact that someone has that much confidence, because you have to have confidence for that. Confidence.
That's the thing that turns everyone off.
The swag.
Confidence. Even if you got to fake it, right?
Yeah, and we fake it.
That's right.
And then we crumple.
Let's get into it now as we turn to our AI overlords and figure out if us humans stand the chance. Each of you will get a question to represent humans, and then the robot will answer the same questions. It's time for Man versus Machine. And because today was a day that we weren't sure if there would be classrooms meeting in the LAUSD because of the strike that was looming and the unions that needed to have their salaries raised and benefits and everything else, you know, we weren't sure what was going to happen today. And a lot of parents had a backup plan that involved AI so that their kids would not miss out on days of learning.
Or so just sticking your kid in a Waymo for 7 hours.
Oh, man, that's a great idea. I wish I'd thought of that. Can you do that?
Probably.
No, I think there's a weird rule about Waymo because they'll hop
on. No, they're being sued over that, I think, because people were putting their kids all up in the Waymos.
And just saying drive around for 7 hours?
Well, not the drive around part, but people are using Waymos for their kids all the time.
Man.
Because they'd rather it being in a robot car than like a perv's car.
Yeah, those crumbs aren't our problem, Waymo. There's your problem now. So the first question we asked the AI technology is, and we asked Allie as well, this will be if you're a teacher, Allie, is what's the best way to tell if someone is cheating in your class? Now, I know we just did a little, one specific word that seems to pop up on AI a lot, which is moreover. If you see moreover a lot, according to at least the clickbait, we learned that that is a word that teachers look for. And when they see moreover, they can tell AI wrote your paper. But I'm talking about in-class cheating.
I don't know if I'm the best person to answer that, though, because you know who probably cheated more than me was Omar.
Oh, and I cheated all the time.
I was never
sure.
A cheater. I was always afraid of cheating.
All right. Then Omar, what do you believe is the best way to figure out? Actually, you know what? Maybe you take this one. You take this one, Omar. What is the best way to figure out if someone is cheating in the class?
If somebody is cheating, the best way to tell is that, listen, when you look at a kid, you know their potential. If they're exceeding their potential.
What the hell does that mean?
You know what the kids are getting. I mean, most of the time, if you're a teen.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Want $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible cost may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Teacher, this kid is a C grade kid. There's no way he's going to, out of nowhere, start, you know, scoring A's. So something out of the norm pops up, the kid is clearly cheating.
Right. If all of a sudden they have an A+.
Right. It just does not happen. It doesn't happen.
Kid doesn't just get smart overnight. Doesn't just instantly get better.
You got to be a B or a B+.
Omar says if a loser kid all of a sudden starts to act like a winner, you can tell they're cheating. This is what the robot said.
To catch a classroom cheater is easy if they are constantly looking at another student's paper, hiding a phone or notes under the desk.
Duh.
Also, if their answers that are identical, including mistake, or if they make a sudden big jump in performance that doesn't match past work.
That's what Omar's saying. Similar.
Omar's right.
Omar and the robot always are kind of in tandem. So yeah, that is interesting.
Other things that were mentioned were just givens. You know,
those are givens, right? But the idea is all of a sudden this loser kid is a C kid. I know this kid. He gets C's. Yeah. And all of a sudden he starts getting A's. You go, something's up. Cheating.
I feel like looking at the paper and that's all a thing of the past, is it not? I feel like there are so many more creative ways to cheat now.
Yeah, but I think it's going back again, because what happened was people were using technology to cheat, so now they're going real old school with the ways to try to stop the cheating. So now you have to go back to the old school cheating methods, which is looking at the guy's paper next to you.
And peering with incognito eyes is very difficult.
Right. So do that thing where you look like you're looking at your paper, but you've got one eye wandering.
And it's like your eyes reaching so far over to the side.
Yeah, that's why it's like great if you have like a lazy eye situation. You kind of
can't get called out
on cheating so much because it's like, it's my condition. All right, next question. Let's go with Allie. You're up.
Okay.
This is a question for teachers. I'll ask you first, and then we'll go with the robot.
Okay.
And keep in mind, teachers will probably always have better answers because they've been doing it longer. Robots are just figuring this out now.
Yeah, but AI, they can learn.
Yeah, they learn in real time. Pace. But think about a teacher, especially one of those teachers that's been around forever, that was there like before. Yeah,
there's
always,
everything.
Right. There's always one school that's got a teacher that's just for some reason they should have retired 20 years ago and they're still there. Mm-hmm. And they've already gotten their full penchant and they've already gotten everything.
Did you say penchant?
Penchant. Is that what it's called? I'm not a teacher. So
clearly,
here is the question.
Got their full pendulum. They
got the pendulum, Allie.
Got their full pentagram.
Why would someone choose to be a teacher? What is the best reason to actually choose to go into that line of work? Because some people say, oh, it's because they want their summers off. And others say, it's because they like children or they...
This is easy. Of course, you know, the standard answer is like, oh, I got to reach the kids and I want to have an influence on some young person's life. That's not real. The real reason why people teach is because they want to write on the whiteboard and smell the markers.
People go into that line of work professionally. Same reason people want to be dentists so they can get all the nitrous is that they want to be a teacher so they can smell the markers.
It's always fun to write on the whiteboard and then whoop, it's erased. And it's a blank slate again. And you can smell the markers. They have a specific smell. They smell so good. But, and the fact that you have all the markers at your disposal and you're the one that gets to control what goes on the whiteboard, what a sense of power.
All right. Allie says they want the power of the whiteboard. This is what the AI said, why people become teachers.
Helping to inform and influence young minds to make them a better citizen of the world and give them the tools they need to succeed.
Well, that's a much better answer than smell the markers.
I know, that's the worst.
Or, if they are hot, sleep with them.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Can't stand
Come on,
for
that's
that.
Not fair.
That's only some of the female teachers.
I also think that teachers are the one who knew the answer in class and they weren't called on.
So now they want to be the teacher to determine?
They're like, I knew the answer. All right.
Just because he wants summers off.
Now I know all the answers.
Jake, we give you the last question here. Human needs you here. Allie lost the second one. Robot got the point.
Oh, come on. You would relate to the whiteboard thing.
No, I don't want to write on the whiteboard.
You want to smell the markers.
Hey, you can just smell markers without being a teacher.
Yeah, anyone can smell markers. In fact, I would say some people smell the markers.
No, it's when you write and then sniff. Write, sniff.
You think it smells
and then
different?
Sniff, close it, put it on the little whiteboard catcher.
I do watch Allie. She just smell a lot of time sniffing stuff around here.
I'm going to smell this one right
Jake,
now.
Jake, what is an appropriate gift to give to a teacher? We asked this now. A teacher, something to either bribe them to give you a better grade. What do teachers expect from your student? If you're going to give a gift to a teacher, what would a teacher want?
It's definitely not like the old school thing that used to be like an apple or whatever, but I think now it's probably like a gift card.
It's not the same answer from the 1800s. Yeah, I would hope so.
Here you go.
It's a gift card to Apple stores.
It's a Granny Smith. So gift card. Teachers want gift cards.
Yeah, that's my answer.
That's what Jake said. Let's find out if humans stand a chance. Here's what the robot said.
We don't do it for the gifts, but a small thoughtful gift makes us feel best, like a plant for my desk and a nice handwritten note.
No way.
No one wants a nice handwritten note.
Especially
ever.
From a kid, because then they got to start correcting the handwriting.
Exactly.
On this note. All right, humans, I think we won this one. Good job, humans.
Woo! Take go
that,
teachers!
Take that, robots, and congratulations, teachers. Quick break. Back with more show after this.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.